place. What were you doing at your conference? Because that's what you were supposed to have dealt with.
I was thinking of co-opting you.
Oh, I can't be. I'm fine where I am. I'm very fine and very comfortable. I'm living a comfortable life.
Yes, yes. Hey, man, you're missing too long. Your meetings are too long.
Listen to the deputy president. They want to co-opt me. He's even offering me a position. It comes with pecs. Can you hear, Councillor Seville? It's coming with pecs. I'm going to overtake you, Councillor Seville.
That's right. Your meetings are too long, man.
No, we are waiting. I've got committed colleagues, I must tell you that.
No,
even now, if you don't assist us, we are ready to go beyond AM with you today, tonight. We are ready. So you must assist us. Talk to your colleagues. You must assist us. In fact, Councillor Sophile knows that's how we operate here.
No, he's also energetic.
I wonder if from there he didn't tip you what happens here. So he wanted you to come raw as you are.
I know I've got my things in my fingertips.
It isn't.
I know I'm fine. I'm fine.
I think you must tell us whether the district development, maybe if you'll be best to tell us today whether the district development model is actually working.
Yes.
And
yes,
what
yes.
this champion has brought to you. You must tell us.
I'm ready.
You are ready, ne?
I'm ready.
No, it's fine. I think let me check the colleagues.
Before you check, Chair. When are you changing the SALCA constitution to accommodate other political parties? Because this thing of yours is not working.
I'm Kalipi.
But the DA member is there.
Kalipi. God, I'm Kalipi. Kalipi.
It's not enough. All parties in South Africa must be part of SALCA. We have more problems that need everyone. Gangelis,
but DA is there. Are you looking for?
In SALCA is actually accommodating all parties.
I'm talking about the relevant people here.
Clarify, Mpumza, clarify. Clarify, Mkalita. I'm giving you the power as a chairperson to clarify, Mkalita. Mpumza, how could you? Mpumza.
How shall I network?
The mayor is...
He didn't buy enough chickens.
Yeah, no chickens.
I'm cousin John.
How are you? I'll make means that he must come into SALCA.
Okay, Kosinjani, make me Kosinjani.
I'll do that.
She has got network problems. I hope she hates you, Executive Mayor. I hope she hates you that you said you're going to make me for her to come to SALCA.
The president of SALCA is listening. I'm the deputy chair of SALCA in the province, so we'll make sure that we accommodate the EFF. That was our brother.
I'm already... I'm already offered the deputy president position. I can give it to Mukalipi once.
No, we'll talk to Butrinja to step aside and then we'll give it to Sengiwe.
To Mukalipi.
Yes.
So you bet that was your
That is my fault. Spillman is my fault.
Yes, we can see that. It's evident. We've seen it during the day. We don't have to ask it. We've seen it during the day. In fact, we've seen it all. Yes, I think we need to start, colleagues, so that we don't waste time. I was checking the register. Seems as if we are both back. Yes. Safe to say now we have got streamers from Parliament who were not there with us earlier. Our manager for committees, Dr. Twalo, she's here. We can welcome her as well. I see the minister's advisor, Dem Tincho, is also here. He was not with us during the day, if I'm not mistaken. Honorable Butele is welcome. Yes, the rest were together during the day. I don't see any new guests except the ones that I have mentioned. I don't see any other new guests. Like we're saying, it's a continuation of the meeting that started at 9. Welcome back, DDG Fosi. I suspect you are still leading the delegation because I can't see your DG. Yes. Then let's just proceed. Our meeting now. It was Councillor Spielman. His meetings are over as well. So we'll start with follow-up for the mayor of Machabeng, if there are any. Follow his responses so that we move to the next municipality. I don't see any hand indication. Or you want to come back at the end? Colleagues, let me check who are the members that are here to be sure. I see Mukalipi is here. Direko is here for the purpose of record again. Mpumza, Honorable Mpumza is here. Yes, I've got the apology of Honorable Spies. She's still attending the diplomacy meeting she'll be in after 8. And then I've seen Honorable Princess Butelezi, she's here. Honorable Kavan Chava is here. Yes, those are the members that are here. I think I had a standing apology of Councillor Mabika and Councillor Brink. I wonder where is Groenewald. She didn't check if you're sending the correct link as well. Then, yes, because earlier, he was traveling to Parliament. He left the meeting traveling to Parliament. Is Honorable Hadewe here? I suspect he's still traveling from the Parliament to the village. They will...
Maybe he's in Copa. They are dealing with NSFAS, they say.
Oh, yes. Definitely he's there under the circumstances he's there. Yeah. But you know she has to send an apology to self. It's okay. There's one alternative member, Honorable Kiri. I think Shirini, you need to check as well when you check Honorable Yes. They've been off sick. I think now is so much time. Can we check them? You know the tradition of this committee, we do take care of each other, irrespective of which political parties we come from. Let's check these two colleagues and check how are they progressing health-wise. Can I allow the committee secretary to do that? I will also do that on your behalf, colleagues, just to check on the two. Yes, we don't enjoy it when we continue to miss some of our colleagues in these meetings. So I presume there's no follow-up question for the mayor or the executive mayor of Machave. Then we'll have to move to the next municipality. Then you didn't raise your hand on the system. Don't be rowdy, Kaliti. Raise your hand on the system. Raise your hand there. Yes. Now. Okay. Oh. It's not an afterthought. You were still going to ask questions. Proceed.
I would like to say that there is Honorable Mutsusi here. Our colleague who was joining us last week is also in our
meeting. He migrating. He seems to be loving this committee now. He's migrating from rural development so that we also ask them to gazette him on the light panel.
No.
He seems to be heavy. Yeah. Welcome, Honorable Muntwedi. You are more than welcome. At least we are not alone in this night shift. At least when we have colleagues like yourself who's giving us moral support, we love it. You are welcome. Welcome. Okay.
Thanks, Chair. To my favorable mayor there, Nkosinjani Spielman, I just have only two follow-ups. If you can also share with this committee in terms of what you are hearing from the ground forces of the EFF in his municipality, that it has been 10 years since Machabeng had RDP houses built for its community. Is it true? If is it true, why is that the issue? Why is no longer building the RDP houses for his people? And the other issue is that in terms of Section 106, that the MEC is empowered to investigate whatever is being reported as in terms of allegation of corruption. There are reports that are still allegation until my favorable mayor confirmed that even if there is Section 106 that is being used in his municipality, but the report does not come to be tabled in the council after that. So people are just losing hope after there's nothing that is coming forth after the Section 106 is being used. And there is an issue of infrastructure that is also aging in his municipality. And the sewer system network has collapsed. Water infrastructure is more than 60 years old under the municipality mayor. Is it true? And if it's true, what are the plans to address such situation? Because we can't rely on an infrastructure of 60 years ago. And they are saying that there's a more deviation that is also have a huge number of deviations that are most of the time not necessary in your municipality, which also taken as a very serious corruption in municipal officials that take bribes from service provider to award tenders. Those are my last questions to Honorable Spielman, Chairperson. Thank you.
Okay. I think he has noted the questions. Let's allow the other follow-up questions from Honorable Chaiza.
Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Chaiza, I'm reminding Honorable Councillor Spielman to remember your Chaiza, next. Okay.
yes, Chairperson. No, thank you very much, Chairperson. My last follow-up questions would relate to the fact that, Chairperson, the schools right now, as we speak, are closed in a municipality. A mayor in Thabong, Dr. Mngoma Primary, and Adelaide Tambo, intermediate are currently closed as a result of water. Is your municipality having necessary capacity to ensure that water is provided? Because it can't be that schools right now cannot go on and the curriculum cannot move on as a result of things like water, which the constitution is instructing you to deliver the mayor. The other issue is that there was a chair of chair meeting recently. If I'm not wrong, Chairperson, it was on the 5th of March 2021, which is last Friday, which set and then resolved and or promised that there will be a plan schedule for water trucks in the municipality. But to date, there's nothing that has happened. What is the position in this regard? Because the people of Ward 13 need thorough communication from your side as the municipality in terms of the services that are needed in the municipality. Are you capable to deliver those services? And why is it that it has been promised and has not been delivered to date? What are the relevant details in that regard? And also the water challenges go on to Thabong, Welkom, and without temporal measures like JoJo tanks to assist the residents of Ward 16, Ward 17, and Ward 25. You can see that this cuts across the municipality, the mayor. You can please finish with detail, this committee with details as to what is happening in that municipality. Why is that people are not getting potable water in desperate times like COVID-19, where you need to wash your hands, where you need to drink, even if it was not COVID-19, at any time, the water is the right of human beings, just like you in the municipality who drink water, just like anyone who drinks water, cleaned water in the mines and so forth. What is happening there? Why is it that service delivery seems to be lagging behind in that regard? Why is it that Mayor? When are you going to fill the vacant post of the Director of Corporate Service in the municipality? The last one, Chair, would still remain in terms of the informal settlements. I can count them. They are in Machabeng, there's Virginia, Ventersdorp, there's one in Virginia, there's one in Ventersberg, there's two in Welkom, there's one in Alice Ridge. And I can go on like that under the district. But I'm dealing with you now in Machabeng, Mayor. What is the plan? What is the plan to
Those your children or is somebody?
No, it's not me, Chair, but can Mr. Teza repeat again the last question? I couldn't hear it properly because the kids...
Because you couldn't hear it because of the boat, baby. So it's our
birthday again.
And it's our birthday. We'll forgive her for that. Ne? Okay. Teza, sorry, repeat that question. The birthday girl disrupted the meeting.
No, I was saying, Chairperson, that the problems of infrastructure in the municipality persist even in informal settlements. The people do not have electricity in Virginia, where there is one informal settlement, Ventersberg one, Welkom to Allen Ridge one. What is the status of the municipality to deliver electricity there, and what are the time frames? Thank you very much.
Okay. The questions from the chair as well. You can lower your hand, Honorable Teza. you know, we know Matabeng is one of the towns that it's a mining town. And then I think 2 weeks ago, we considered a presentation from SALGA that talks about small town regeneration. Then I know the executive mayor can share this with us. You remember there was a project that was started by the former president Zuma in 2012. It was called the Special Presidential Package for Distressed Mining Town, which then sought to respond to the deteriorating living conditions in and around mining communities. Can the executive mayor share with us whether this program is still current and what benefit has it brought to the municipality? Then the other issue that one wants to raise with the Shapley mayor, the other colleagues could have raised, but in a form of a follow-up. You see, 2016-17, you got an unqualified audit report with findings. Then 2017-18, you regressed to qualify with findings. Then 18-19, you remain stagnant. You are still unqualified with findings. And then when one look at your UIFW, this one is central to lack of consequence management, because the AG is on record saying that some of the UIFW unauthorized, irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditures were not investigated. That's why now you realize that you remain stagnant. There's not been improvement on your audit outcome. Secondly, and then there was also some misconduct. There were allegations of misconduct against certain officials were not investigated. I also believe that you've got a fully fledged environmental health section. If not, it is the competency of the province or the, yeah, because you are a district municipality, you must know us, because there's always concerns around your poor environmental management. There's poor planning, environmental management planning, including enforcement. So I would like to hear your comments on those issues, Executive Mayor. Over to you, Executive Mayor.
Thank you very much, Chair. Good afternoon once again. I'll try as much as I can to respond to the question raised by honorable members. First of all, to start, one which is raised by Honorable Mehlengiwe. For 10 years, no house has been built in Matabeng. Can you justify that?
Can we see you in the country, Executive Mayor? Can we see you also in the country?
Okay.
Also, the country wants to see you.
Do you see me now, ma'am?
Just go up a bit. Up. Up.
You see me now?
Is the mayor properly dressed for it? What are you dressed with now?
I will feel again, man. We're properly during the day.
Now we like you. Who relaxed is the Kansisi servant?
If you don't want to come.
I've just taken off the tie because it's a little bit hot, but I'm still the way I was dressing in the morning. As you see,
You want us to send you pictures of where were you dressed in the afternoon?
The response of the mayor chair is like the one of Amathole, that councillor. The spin doctor's tendency.
I can't go and wear my tie and my shirt. It's only the difference that is happening, chair.
Yeah, but that's better now. Proceed.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, sure. On the issue which is raised by Honorable Mehlengiwe, in the 10 years period, no houses were built in Machadeni. Chair, I might be right or wrong in terms of calculation, Chair. The last houses were built in Machadeni was in 2014, which is the area called 2010. That new area, maybe I don't know, from 2014 up to this far is more than 10 years. Then since also, not long ago, Chair, I think is last, what's now, 2020, we built about 100 houses for the military veterans of South Africa, which those houses are complete. We're waiting to be reopened formally. So I think, but in the issue of coming up with RDP houses, remember we took a resolution as a council, but not whilst I was not there that time as a district mayor, that the resolution, we are going to build houses, we're going to build RDP houses in the whole area, not to build the houses in this house, you jump off Mehlengiwe, you don't know what is happening. Rather, let's build full houses, you take people there. So that was a decision. As I'm speaking with you, the human settlement has come, we gave them the land. Unfortunately, we're disturbed by COVID-19 from last year. Suppose in April, we recently saw soul turning. Unfortunately, it didn't happen due to COVID. But on the issue of closing the gap houses, that is the challenge we are facing with. But the report is that some of the people, like you have said, Chair, Machabeni is built or was developed by mines. Some of the people that are staying in Machabeni, they were not from South Africa. When mines were closed, houses, people were having some houses in Mikuku registered under their names. When mines were closed, some people decided to leave and go. Those houses are registered under those people. Most of them are in the Eastern Cape, KZN, Utsabelo, which area? Mpumalanga, yeah. Mozambique, some, but those are Mozambique, are not South African citizens. But the main challenge are those issues now that, like when the deputy president was here, was asking Mr. Spielman, what is happening here? The house number one is Mr. Spielman's house, the RDP. Second house, Mr. Shengwe's house, no RDP. The reason is that some of the people, they never make that exchange, including the municipality. They make that exchange on their own. They left, and then it's a problem now. What if we took a resolution in 2018 to register the area? We went on air. No, not 2019. Unfortunately, when supposed to kickstart, we kickstart, and then COVID came in, and then we stopped the whole process so that we're able to address that issue of why the next house is not an RDP, the other house is the RDP. Then comes the issue of 106 again, why the report is still not coming to force the council. Chair, is true, but what happens, remember the person or MEC who brought the 106 issue was a former MEC in Ntate Kgwabane. Before he came in, okay, was removed, and then that Thembeni came in. Then he came in, he came up with a new team, which started fresh again on the issue of 106. So I hope, and then also we're disturbed by the issue of corona. We remember when they were supposed the team to go fully dealing with the issue, the municipality were closed. Then the team was not working. So we're still waiting to investigate. This matter was discussed in the PCF with the Premier. But the response was that how can the people come because municipality is closed, no one is working, skeleton team, he was there. And then when we're level 5, things were very difficult. So that's why the report was unable to come forth to the municipality. Then the third one is the issue of infrastructure. Is old in Machabeng. Is the issue of yes, Chair, is honestly true. Actually, it's not than 60, it's 100 years of the of this infrastructure of Machabeng. If we can go to Bronville, that sewer is collapsing day in, day out. And then when we're supposed to change, they are requesting plus or minus, according to the technical report, if you can have plus or minus 900 million only for that portion to change it. Because remember, that area goes across the mines, goes across various areas, which is a very difficult. They need plus or minus 900 million to fix only that portion. That's why I'll find there's a sewer in that area of Bronville. And then if you come from Virginia now, as I'm speaking with you, you'll hear there's a bad smelling. I was thinking members of parliament will raise those issues, which is a disturbing factor, because when you come to Bronville at night, come to Velcom, or coming from Belfast income, there is a bad smell. Although the municipality is trying to deal with that matter, it's because of that aging infrastructure is bursting like nobody's business. That is one challenge that we're facing with. And then remember one issue that makes us those issues to, as we're having the aging infrastructure. When we took it over in 1994, one issue that we never do it, we didn't build it up the new reservoirs and also the sewer treatment plant. As we increase people stay in our, we give them land where to stay, but never build up the big sewer treatment plant, which can accommodate, which is one of the most challenges that is facing the municipality. Issue of a deviation, and then on the municipality, people are taking bribes and then no action is taken to it. Let me clarify the issue of a deviation. Deviation is accepted in terms of the FMMA, but that deviation must be go and reported to the municipality. I mean, sorry, must be go and reported to the council within a period of 30 days. Now, what is happening in Machabeng? People, if you can go to Bronville area, Virginia, you see we've decided to take the cable out of the underground and put it on air. We decided to end up deviating because people were cutting the electricity for those areas, Bronville area, whereby Riahula area, which includes in Virginia, Allen Ridge. We decided to put that electricity up on air. When people, you sleep, tomorrow you wake up, the electricity cable has been stolen. When you check it, it's costing plus or minus close to 80 to 30 million. Then on the basis of that, people in Bronville, I'll make an example. When we get a report, I think the family have sued the municipality. I'm talking under correction, whether it did take place or not. A person in Bronville was using oxygen. Then the electricity was cut that night. Who was held liable is the municipality, but who took the cable was not municipality. We were forced to go and do deviation in terms of section 24 to 26 of the FMMA to make sure that if I'm talking, I'm correct, I'm putting that section correct. Deviation, it can take place, but the mayor must go and report to the next council sitting about the deviation. Because it stipulates you cannot exceed this amount of deviation. That's why I find it, as you go to Bronville, all the electricity, Thabong, in some areas, the electricity, we have up a new pipe, poles, so not pipes, poles that have been put up on air so that people cannot access the electricity quickly. Question raised by Mr. Tsaza. Yeah, Tsaza, I think I pronounced that correct. Not Tsaza. On the issue of school, why people can schools be closed? Chair, I think I've said it after I talked to you. I went on air on radio. It's not that the issue is took the whole year. It only happened for a period of 4 or 5 days. When that pipe burst, took place in those areas along the school that Adelaide Tambo, Ngoma, and also many schools in Tambo which are affected. That's why we went on air to report to the people that we anticipated that today or yesterday there will be water. Unfortunately, the area, you know, all of you, Machaben, even on the grays, one day when you, people are telling you what, why the grays, we have changed it here and then we're no more burying people here. In Machaben, when you dig in some area, about a meter, or in some areas, just a half a meter, the water will come out. But like good English now, Mara, I don't have it a vocab. The water will come underground. Then on the base of that, the issue which delays in Tabo is because of that. That people were supposed to install that big pipe there. Then we're supposed now to wait and take the water out, go and look for some generators to take that water as we're installing that pipe. Remember now the challenge that we're facing here, Chef. Machaben pipes is asbestos pipes, which are giving a serious problem to combine an asbestos pipe with the new systems of pipe, which is an iron pipe or a plastic pipe. That's the challenge that we're facing. In order to fix that thing, you must go and check whether the connection is much better. If there's no connection, you fix that thing today. 2-3 days down the line, the pipe burst again, the leakage is all over. That is one of the challenges which resulted that we are losing a lot of water. Chair, one question which was raised again by Honorable Metz, as I was saying, there was a meeting of chairs. In that meeting, we have agreed that water will be, yes, it's true. I was there in that meeting. We have agreed that we are going to give water to all areas that are affected without which don't have water. But little did you know that the areas where we gave them JoJo tanks, some of those JoJo tanks have been stolen. That's why when I reported at some stage on the air that some were found on the border gate of Mozambique, those JoJo tanks. So it gives a problem now. What do we need to do? I say, let's go and buy the new JoJo tanks because there's no water in, there's no water in Tabo. What do you have to do? Let's go and deviate. They say, man, we can't deviate everything. I say, let's deviate. I'm going to report on the council of the 28th of March because people, you can't suffocate people on water. So I'm trying to say, but if you can ask me, Mayor, what happened with those JoJo tanks that we gave it during the COVID, which all the areas of Machaben were having the JoJo tanks. Some of them have been stolen. Some of them, Zikobozi and Gemela, literally, I'm talking. I was asking the councillor, tell me, who was doing this thing? It's not a matter of an accident. Somebody was doing this thing deliberately. So I'm trying to address those issues. Of Ward 13, no, yes, through Ward 13, there is no water. I'm speaking with you now, but there is a water trucks that are supplying the water. And those, remember, Ward 13 is one of the biggest ward. So we cannot fix that problem over the night. We have fixed the portion which is far in the far east. Then the director was able to say to me, Mayor, we're coming inside now from the side of Cyprus, from the mines to come into that in those areas of informal settlement. So people are getting water, Mr. Tseza. Only the problem is that there is a pipe burst. It's not that it's the everything that's happened every day. Then another question is that when are you going to fix the position of corporate services? If I capture the question very properly, I think I've narrated during the day, Chair, we're supposed to fix that position. Till some people come and make councillors riot, make some riot with other people to say the person is not from Free State. What type of a leaders, what type of a country are we? Are you saying, Mr. Tseza, I cannot come and work in Machaben if meet the requirements? Absolutely no. A person who has come from Mpumalanga, from Northwest, or sorry, person mask. So the position is supposed to be fit long, long ago. When you're supposed to take the matter to the council, some so good good people say no, the matter must be deferred back. The matter must be deferred back because the community, then we're creating a wrong impression. Because people who appointed, who come up with recommendation, is not the council. It's a panel which is appointed by the council. Say, we are giving a mandate, go and look a qualified person. When the panel comes and say, now, council, out of the work you gave to us, here is a product that we're giving to you. Some clever people come up and say, this person cannot work in Machabeng. It cannot happen like that. And I'm still saying to members of honorable members of parliament, I put my feet down. It's not going to happen. Any person who's from South Africa is going to work anywhere. South Africa is not a federal country. It's a unitary country. And in South Africa, anybody of South Africa must work wherever he wants to. That's what the Freedom Charter says. Let's just imagine. We say people of Northwest must not come and work in Machabeng. How many people of Machabeng are working in Northwest? I'm speaking with you now. And someone have took about 120 people there working in Northwest, as I'm speaking, have been taken, transferred by the mines. If the people of Northwest, they can stand up and say, we don't want these people from Welkom, what is going to happen? And then people of Gauteng say, we don't want people of Welkom in Gauteng, what is going to happen? So those are the people who are creating a wrong message to our society. We need to stand up and able to tell them, as members of parliament, as the mayors, as councillors, to say, this message that we are pushing us is completely wrong. Fortunately, I went on air, only said, tried to clarify the people. We are not employing people from Machabeng, Welkom, or Dendas. We are employing the people of South Africa, which qualifies and deserve to work anywhere. So the matter, for the just to give you a benefit of doubt, has exceeded 90 days. We're going to re-advertise the post, and then we're able to take it from there. Hopefully, before the new administration come in, maybe the position will be filled. One question which is raised again, informal settlement, not getting electricity. Chair, the areas that you mentioned in Fender, Allen Ridge, Kukuletu, areas I can give you those names by my Mpefela, Itswatsileng, Batlao Aha, all those areas. Some, as I'm speaking with you, have been installed electricity. Some, only one portion, which is informal settlement. We can't put electricity. One, the area must be formalized. Once the area has been formalized, the municipality must make an application to Eskom. Then Eskom must be able to say, Mayor, in this financial year, my budget is going to accommodate this area, yes or no. So we cannot somebody stood up and say, okay, the area now I'm staying here. Because after the people have seen it, that people in that area have been formalize the area, and then the electricity comes in. People start to put squatters camp illegal. We tried to remove them. They came in. Then we say, look, what you are doing is wrong. So we cannot do that in that adjacent area to area Yampefela in Henneman. But the area in Fender, I'm speaking with you, electricity has been stolen. It's been installed. Henneman, electricity has been installed. But what Eskom has said, Mayor, in this financial year, I'm not going to fix the whole 1,400 portion. I'm going to install only 800 in this financial year of Eskom. Next financial year, I'm going to complete the process. Then the issue raised by the chair, area has not been formalized. We're going to formalize those areas. Remember also when we're locked by the lockdown. So we're unable to finalize some of the areas like Allen Ridge. But as I'm speaking to you, give you a proper information. All six towns in Machabeng except Virginia I've been given new sight. Formalize those areas. Accept people that now babona area formalize babebe amikuku kakwana informal. Only Virginia, because we don't have a land in Virginia whereby can we give it. I know this one, my friend, a short man, but is powerful, this brain, Mr. Matangwane of the EFF is hammering on me on those issues. But I said, I don't have a land. I'm referring now to the municipality. We don't have a land to install those issues. Then coming to the issue of program which was raised by President, former President, 2013, Mama, stress up of mining town. That program never come. When I was from the district mayor coming to the local, raised the matter, I put it very clear what is happening about this program. You go to Pretoria, they are going to take you corner to Pillar, going to take you to Joburg, Joburg to Pretoria, Pretoria, Joburg. You don't get actually what is supposed to be done. It's the unfortunate part of it. We've been raising this matter. I wish it can, maybe a chair through you, chair. You say, Mayor, can you give me the letter that you wrote to the minister and the president so that when you go, they are able to see. Here are the letters written by this mayor saying what is happening about this program. Not only that program, many programs that we have request or challenges that have been raising with the national ministers to assist us. So we're having those issues. Then there is no improvement on the outcome of the AG. There's no consequences. No, Chair, there are consequences. I've said during the day, I'm saying to you, we came in 2016, 2017, we fired the MM, Mr. Lipian, because many issues you could not take. Remember, we don't fire a person. You took the resolution which council took it and able to say, why MM these matters have not been implemented? Why there is not improvement in the supply chain, particularly in that time, AG was raising the issue on a supply chain. Then why did you not get a satisfactory answer? You took the matter to the council as a mayor. Then you inform council as a mayor and play my oversight. I don't see this person is prepared to solve this problem. Therefore, I recommend this person must be taken out. Then we did exactly that. Mr. Lipiane was taken out by council. Same applies to Mr. Unfortunate. He died on the eve of when supposed to say, item was going to a council and saying, Mr. Tswayedi, you must leave. You are not helping the municipality. I'm addressing what you have said, Chair. It's true. When we come in 2016, we managed to get unqualified. Subsequent to that, we get qualified. Then the simple question was that, yes, one issue which was affecting the acting of many people, then there was no stability when the MM passed away, then give us a little bit of a problem because everybody was expecting or everybody wanted to do as he wished because acting after 3 months, you change that person, said, I'm unable to apply my full powers because I'm acting. But ultimately, you have appointed the MM. That's why I'm speaking with you now. You'll get a report. The managers have been alleged, I'm putting under alleged, of wrong things doing. Soon you are going to hear or get a report what is happening about those managers. Thank you very much, Chair.
Executive Mayor, there should be a follow-up issue that one wants to raise on this issue of Eskom taking over your farms, them being used as a collateral or something until you settle the debt. Were those farms not in use, or they were just farms that were or who is next to you, Majo? We are in a meeting. So I'm raising this with these farms. Are the farms that are not of use to you? Taking it back to my question on the small township regeneration. Because remember, you have got a responsibility in terms of the constitution to create economic development in the municipality. Were those farms just farms lying there, not being utilized to create employment? Then if they are used as collateral, what happened if they were indeed functional, unless they were just pieces of land that had been neglected. And then if they've been neglected, you need to tell us why have you neglected those farms instead of them creating employment for the people in the district. So that was the issue that we wanted you to. And then the issue of deviation, Executive Mayor. Yay, you cannot allow people to suffer. Then you will deviate, deviate. But we cannot allow deviations to be abused. Rather, appoint term contracts, né? Than deviation. You appoint term contracts, you know when there's no water, this is the term contract, but following due procurement processes, because with deviations, you continue to get, disclaimed audit opinions. Moving forward, if I know you are committed, you want to deliver to your people, that is in you. But when you do that, there's also legislation that empowers you to do certain things. So I think look at that than to just say, yes, there will be people who won't be a water, but if there's a term contract in place, then you are able to call that contractor to go there and deliver water to the people. You have having followed the prescribed supply chain management policies, because when you read the MFMA as well, it also give you provision on how should you then deal with deviation. So, because if you continue to do that, your UIFW will continue to rise, and then you'll still continue to have some matters of disqualification. So the best way, there's a proper way of you doing things right, like I've proposed the issue of term contracts. Then you know that whenever you've got problems, that person is already contracted for a specific period. You'll be able to call that person to come and intervene. And there's no issues around that than to deal with the issues. And then COGTA, National COGTA will also have to clarify the issue of this collateral issue with ESCOM, because honestly, it can't be. What happened to your IGR? Is the IGR working in this case? Under the circumstances. I didn't hear you clearly answering my question on that 2012 presidential special package program on mining towns, because I know your area is one of the affected, your municipality is one of the affected area. Illegal mining happens there, as you said earlier. Your illegal connection, environmental issues, they're solely based on that. Did that package work? Has all relevant ministry came to your rescue to support you on that issue? That's the issue. That is that program still in? I want you to be honest with us, because this is the matter that we want to follow up as well with the Minister of Minerals and Mining. So those are the issues that Majoro, we think you need to attend to and respond to. And then before we even ask the district, by the way, you are a district mayor. We are a local. Sorry. Before we go to the district, out of this district development model, taking into consideration that your municipality has got all these mining towns, have you benefited thus far since the launch of this district development model? Have you seen the fruits of it, wherein a government and private sector are now then pulling together resources, because that's what we're told that is the objective of the district development model. Have you seen that being realized? Have you ever had contact with the so-called deployed champions? I think there are ministers and deputy ministers whom DDG Fosi earlier said they've been deployed in that district. Have you ever had contact with them, or have they ever had contact with you and try to resolve issues that needed their attention? What is the experience of Machaveni municipality when it comes to the issue of district development model? Over to you, Executive Mayor.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, I'm very happy when you raise these issues, particularly the one of the 2013. Wish I can have your email. I give you the letters I wrote to the president. we have never get any success or any achievement on that stress mining town program. I'm speaking with authority. Nothing that is happening. Mining revitalization of the mining town, nothing is happening, Chair. No ministry came to the party. Say only one meeting or two meetings took place, people from the office of the president, which is the current president. Since then, they say they will come. Nothing happened. So that program has just about to disappear, but there's not. But letters have been wrote to the parliament, to president, and then relevant ministers. Nothing that is coming up. I must be honest with you. Come up to the issue of DDM. Chair, remember, before DDM, there was that CS Amanje program. There was that program which was calling Stressful District Program. Was it trying to come up with the DDM? But as far as I know, the champion of the DDM in the district is the executive mayor, Ubutiha Ngangelizwe. He's the one that has been calling several meetings, briefing us about the project which can take place in Machabeng. So I was a little bit shocked when I hear today that in the province, perhaps is Mekabati, of which maybe is meeting with Butuha. But on the level of the district, in terms of the IGR, we meet with the district mayor, Ubutuha, or Mayor Ngangelis, is the one that is championing the issue of the DDM and the issue of the COVID operation center. We are operating at that particular level with the executive mayor of the district, Ubutuha. So that is what I know, and then that's the only champion chairperson that I know is dealing with this issue. Then also in one meeting, he narrated that Machabeni is going to happen, the issue of airport, and then the issue of, I forget the project now, which is in that particular time, I said, let's focus also on not only in Welkom, but can you spread it to other towns like Fender, Henneman, of which he agrees with me. That's the only chairperson that I know about the DDM. But if anything that's happened, I'll be lying to you. I know nothing except Ubutuha that is providing us with information on the DDM. On the issue of this issue of the mines, Chair, those mines are not my farms. Somebody is disturbing me, Chair. Can I speak, Chair? Somebody is saying chairperson, but I don't know. Can I continue,
no.
Chair?
No. Mpumza, yeah, Mpumza. Mpumza, can you mute your microphone? And you raise your hand, Honorable Mpumza. You know how to deal with this matter. My apologies, Executive Mayor. Proceed.
On this issue, Chair. Yes, Chair. On this issue, Chair, of farms, those farms are operating for the so-called SMME developments on agriculture. So all those farms, there are people that are farming there. Some they are doing poultry. Some they are doing cattle. Some they are doing eggs. Some they are plowing lucerne. Some they are I don't know how did this thing happen this way, but I don't want to come up and complain. Remember, this thing happened when I was suspended. No, I cannot operate like that. I'm the mayor and I'm able to provide solution. But I want to say to you, this matter was still dealing with it, but never council took a resolution on this matter. But the matter was dealing with it with the municipal manager and then all relevant legal people of the municipality. Thank you very much, Chair.
Okay. Yeah, there are follow-up questions, ne? But the somebody with the gadget called Galaxy Note, he or she was raising a hand. Unless that person rename the election note that I'm not going to appoint that person. We cannot. Is it HOD? Is it HOD is HOD Duma? So that galaxy note gadget must rename itself. I'll allow Honorable Mkalipi to make the last follow-up. Honorable Direko, this used to be your municipality. You must ask questions and assist the mayor to respond to the question. Yeah, it's fine. Okay, in that order.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. We appreciate the mayor's response, but I'm very happy as well because he also encouraged the engagement. Yes, Matungwane Wam Lapo Mayor is very proper. Some of the issues that I'm raising with you here, I took it from him. But nevertheless, Mayor, when I was listening to you, and I love the fact that Chairperson, the mayor, is very honest. I'm saying that the infrastructure in the municipality is more than 60 years, and the mayor said, no, Mkalipi, it's not even 60 years, it's 100 years. So, mayor, you can't be coming here and confirming that your infrastructure is old as 100 years. What is your plan to address that aging infrastructure? We mayor, man.
Is it only me losing, Mkalipi? Okay.
I hope you are going to hear me out now, okay? Am I clear?
Yes, you are clear, Chair. Now.
You can hear the last.
Okay. No, I was saying, what is the plan? I don't know. Maybe it's this thing of the network here. I was saying that the mayor must also just tell us in terms of the plan to address the aging infrastructure, Chairperson. And the issue of RDP houses, Chair. The mayor is also very, very, very energetic by saying that he has built some RDP houses for veterans. But mayor, veterans are part and parcel of the society, but our main interest here in this committee is the population that is growing. You know very well that a person who was in 2014, who was 18 years back, is now qualifying to have an RDP house. So you can't be saying that no, the notion that suggests that you have not built any RDP house, while we have built and we are going to open them very soon. Those RDP houses or those houses are not meant for the community. Our key interest here is to address the issues that are raised by the community. Thanks very much, Chair, to cover the issue of deviation. I know I agree with the mayor at some point. As a political head of the municipality, you must take some decision, as we were making the example of water tanks. And it's very bad if people are also dealing with the infrastructure. You know, you gave the water tanks to the poorest of the poor, and some people come here and demolish them. But the issue of deviations, Mayor, it also needs to be in detail. I can understand that you can't have those details here. But when we do our oversight sculptor, we'll get some details of deviations because people are just saying that you just misused that section of the MFA that you're quoting, Mayor, that it empowers you. For instance, we have an experience in this committee. At some point here, we have got a document that suggested that people were just using that section that you are quoting for deviation to milk resources in the municipality. So therefore, we are very much mindful of the fact that the council must not just pass the deviation that has been proposed by whoever was supposed to propose. I don't know if it's MPEC or whoever, but you must be detailed on how the deviation is made and which are those deviations supposed to entail and what are the intention of those deviations. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mkalipi. No. I got the dialogue. Honorable Direko.
Thank you, Chair, for granting me this opportunity. I think I'm in a big compromise situation regarding this municipality because I was part of this municipality. So it sometimes becomes a bit difficult to hold them accountable, whereas I know some of the situations that the municipality are in. Chair, before I can ask a follow-up, I just want to make a comment that when we invited the municipality to be part of this portfolio committee for accountability, we invited the tracker, we invited the accounting officer, we invited the MPEC and also the CFO. So as much as the mayor can respond, they must also understand that they have a responsibility to assist the mayor in this committee. They can't all be here to be just the listener, but they must assist the mayor. Chair, there was an issue of the special presidential package that you've asked the mayor. The mayor is correct. At the time when the mayor was, the first term of the mayor here in Mashabing, I was part of those and I was an MMC of the LED in that time. We did all necessary research about the special presidential packages, how you apply. We're working with DMR on that matter. So the proposal was done and then the municipality was encouraged to advertise for the implementing agency that is going to assist in the process as per the recommendation from the presidency. However, along the way, there was a communique that was saying that there's also a lot of challenges in Maluti Apofung, so the resources will be diverted to Maluti Apofung and then Mashabeng will follow. But thereafter, the presidency was quiet about the matter. We made several follow-ups. We even went to the minister of DMR, but a municipality could not be assisted. The only thing that was done, it was done through the Department of Human Settlement, where they were committing that they will assist municipality with infrastructure in some new areas, of which I don't know how far is the process at the moment. And then secondly, the Honorable Mkhalipi asked about the issue of RDP houses. I like the spirit of the mayor because unlike other people, he would have shifted the responsibility to other people. But as a leader, he took the bullet. Mashabeng is not accredited to build RDP houses. We depend on the Department of Human Settlement. So what the municipality will do, it's only the mayor will always now and then engage the Department of Human Settlement to assist the municipality in building the houses. Because when the municipality was applying for accreditation of building the townhouses, the RDP houses, it was rejected because they were saying a municipality finances are not stable because of the ESCOM and water board debt, and secondly because of the Zamazama. So those factors contributed and the application was rejected. However, the department advised the municipality to apply when the situation is much better, when the situation gets much better in the municipality. So, Chair, my follow-up question is also on the issue of aging infrastructure. Can the municipality, the mayor and his team, give us a plan as to, since they are aware that the infrastructure in Mashabeng is a very old infrastructure.
Why are you hiding yourself? Which?
Am I hiding myself, sir? I've got a photo.
Okay, okay.
Is my photo not there?
Yeah, no.
On my setting, I've used the photo. No.
It has been there during the day, but now we can't see you.
I don't know what is it because it doesn't give me the option of the video.
Why?
Let me try something. Okay, let me try to remove the photo so that I can be
and
able to put myself. So can I continue to... Can I continue?
And those that are opening doors, can they close the doors and leave you in peace? Those that are opening doors there as well.
My apologies, sir.
Proceed.
Okay.
All I was doing
I think it's fine now, Chair.
Can you see her, Colleen?
Yes, there she is.
Yes.
Very beautiful.
Okay. Yes, Chair.
Thank you. As I was...
You can see her now.
Hey!
Yes, we can see her.
Okay,
Chair. He fed that away again.
Can you
yes, see? It's blank. On my screen, it's blank.
Ah, she's
there
proper.
She is. Now it is proper. She can proceed.
Okay. Chair, I was also speaking about raising the issue about the aging infrastructure in Machabe. We do have aging infrastructure, and however, the challenges with the aging infrastructure is that there's also an element of poor maintenance of infrastructure in Machabe, of which I think the municipality needs to deal with that as a matter of agency. However, I would also like to check with the mayor, the executive mayor and his team. What are other things, that other measures that they have followed to ensure that they get assistance? Which entities such as MISA or the Department of Human Settlement in order to assist them with aging infrastructure? And as Honorable Khalid has indicated, the issue of our population is very high. I know that Machabe has land. And also we have the mining houses which have land and which have a lot of land in our area. And I know that Councillor Stillman, the other name that he has, his nickname from the community, they call him Ubebe Mhlaba because it's always saying people must get land. So on the issue of the land that municipality has, what is their plan in ensuring that they distribute land to the people and they service that land? So I think it is also going hand in hand to say, what are they doing in order to ensure that they get a necessary assistance in terms of infrastructure so that they can be able to allocate land to the people? Thank you, Chairperson. However, Chair, we must also applaud the mayor because although we don't usually praise a fish for swimming, as Honorable Becky Hadebo will say, this is for the first time that we have a mayor who is attending the portfolio committee. And when there are responses that needed from the municipality, he's the only person who's responding. Usually we'll have a team of four or five people who will respond. But with Honorable Councillor Spielman, it's for the first time we see a mayor who's responding to each and every question without assistance of any of the people who have attended with him. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson.
Amanda!
No, not here. Order, Honorable Mamkise. Can we allow the speaker to respond to the questions, to the CFO to respond to the question, and the MM to respond to some of the questions? And then the mayor will close up.
And Cocta National Chair.
And Cocta National as well must respond to the questions as raised. Especially, yes, on the special package because they had the responsibility to coordinate what happened to that project. They must tell us as well. Because these towns are within their area of jurisdiction as National Cocta. Yes. CFO, a question that you must deal with, if there's any. You couldn't have just come here and leave without saying anything. What's the name of the CFO? It's Joseph Sipiri. Who is Joseph Sipiri?
Joseph Sipiri Chair is the Chief Whip. Can I allow the MM? I don't know where is she. Can she respond? And then after the CFO, then the Chief Whip of the Council, and that is Pierre Awa. And then can come up and then...
I'm the chairperson of the meeting.
Apologize, Chair.
Is it you, Mayor, who's saying who must do that? Okay, over to you, Chairperson. Mayor, follow that sequence. Call them. You know them by name, Mayor.
Thank you very much. I'll request MM, wherever you are, can you respond to some of the questions which are raised by the or by members of the portfolio committee, followed by the CFO and then the Chief Whip, is anything. Then I'll close.
And it's quiet. Somebody has put a video and looked down, Joseph Sipiri, not talking. And the microphone is on. What is happening on the Joseph Sipiri microphone? The mic is on, video on, but you're not talking. Then if you're not talking, switch off that microphone. Yes, fine. Zingisa, Dindeleng, Machaveni.
Evening, Chairperson, and all honorable members. I'm Zingisa Tindeni, the municipal manager for Machaveng local municipality. I think the areas that I will also touch on, honorable Chairperson, is on the side of management on the issue of consequence management. I can indicate that there is a lot that the municipality has done for the past year. I'm also 8 months in the position, Chairperson, but upon the arrival with that issue of deviation, indeed, when I got into the office, I found out there were about 240 million of the deviation. Immediately took that to council to check that we must appoint a service provider to check whether there is value for money. And up until today, that investigation is still ongoing. And again, also on those irregular and fruitless expenditures, I also find out there were some irregular transactions that took place. Supply chain, I have suspended one employee on the possibility of having more suspension within that department, which means that consequence management is there in the municipality, has already also started in the municipality. And also, indeed, in the morning, there was a question which says that now what happens, what is it that we are doing in the issues where we find that there were payments that were done without the authorization of the MM and the CFO. I've also introduced now the automation whereby each and before any payment can be done, it must be approved by the CFO and the MM. The issue was that previously they said maybe the CFO is not in the office or the MM is not in the office, but now it is done electronically at any time, anywhere. So that's what we are doing for now within the municipality. And also on the last question of the honorable member, Mayor Direko, on what is the municipality doing. I think even it was in last week, we also had a meeting with the Office of the Presidency where we're trying as the municipality to tap on these new funds of the municipal infrastructure. Yes, we received a response, and also we have written some letters to also DPSA, and then we also received the response to say, no, now there's a new department or a section within COPTA of the PMU that will be doing with the municipalities. And they indicated that they will start rolling out that program, and because we have applied, Machabing is the second in the municipality to respond on that. That's what I was saying. We're also trying very much to ensure that our infrastructure, we are looking in each and every door within the municipality to check where we can get assistance. And also, if I can also touch maybe on the issue, of Sidibeng and also Eskom. Indeed, between the municipality and Eskom, there is a court case where we are also disputing the interest due to the fact that Eskom, between us and the Eskom, we didn't sign any service delivery agreement. There's no agreement. So whatever they are charging and the interest, and also they are not paying for the servitude that they are using of the municipality. And so we are also having a counterclaim from Eskom to indicate that Eskom is actually also owing us. And then that matter at the present moment is currently the High Court in Bloemfontein. And then they also have the summon. We're also summoned, there's also someone on the ESCOM, as also the chairperson has alluded to that, because we felt that ESCOM doesn't want to follow the IGR processes. And then in December, if I can say, the appeal court also ruled that ESCOM must start following the IGR processes before taking any legal processes within Machabeng local municipality. I think also, Chairperson, in the morning, there was an issue that was also asked to talk about the Nyakalong stormwater. As a municipality, when we got also in the office, we find that indeed when we're doing our audit recovery plan, that there was an issue that was raised by AG on that. And now what we did, we are doing a proper investigation, because according to the understanding that we got is that the service provider has left site without finishing that project. So we are doing now the proper investigation and also taking all the necessary steps. If possible, we can also put the litigation to that a service provider. I think just checking on other questions. I think I'm done, Chairperson. I thank you. I don't know then who will continue on our side. I think the executive mayor said this before, but I don't know. It's up to you, Chairperson. I thank you.
Executive mayor, the CFO is covered by the MM. Who else must respond? Ntate Duma from the province and Temba Fosi from the DECOP. Your final word. Councillor Stofile, I want to hear what's happening in your municipality as well. I suspect this is your municipality, Councillor Stofile. Let's hear your accounting today.
Yes, we must account, Chair.
Yes, can't be.
For 9.9 yes. billion.
Councillor Stofile.
Yes, madam.
I'm calling your name.
See, I'm not asleep. I'm awake.
Yes. Nothing from
No, no, there is no reason. I don't understand what meant by Honorable Direko, once Speaker, Chief Whip, to answer. Because if the mayor hasn't sufficiently answered, because in my view, he has sufficiently answered in all questions that were posed, and there will be no reason, really, unless we want to do repetition. And on areas of disagreement, we know that we do disagree. I think as far as I'm concerned, until now, the mayor has sufficiently answered to the questions that were posed to. That is the first thing. The second thing is that it is a knowledge that a mayor is the political head of the institution. Speaker is a responsible leader of a council. And therefore, questions asked here are institutional-related questions, which mayor had to answer, and in our understanding, he has sufficiently answered.
Fair enough. Maya, sum it up so that you can go to mayor.
Thank you very much, Chair. On the issue that you raise it, and then I think most of the issues that were raised, Chair, except the issue of, which I cannot, I couldn't understand properly when we presented here, Chair, is the issue of saying mayor is doing, I don't want that one, Chair, because I think Mayor Direko is right. You don't praise the fish for swimming. That is why I'm here. But myself, I can praise my Tengwane without fear of favor, despite it giving me a headache on the issue of land. That one, Mehleng, is one of the good person that you sent to my council. But the issue that I want to raise there by Med Direct and say, how did they distribute the land to the people? Or how are you going to distribute it? Chair, I must put it on record. We gave the people the land in the area of Allen Ridge, gave people the land in Odendals Ras, gave the people the land in Henneman, gave the people in Tabong, which is called it Winnie Mandela, just the one that I don't know, like one of Henneman in Pefela, yeah, Virginia Gagwana, we stopped them because that land does not belong to us. And then Allen Ridge, this was Sanko Village. So everybody has been given a land except some people tried to manipulate that process. On the issue of land, I think the municipality have done a good work. But the issue that I want to put it here, Chair, what have you done? Letters have been written to the president. I can give you those letters, Chair. When we said to the president, we want to be assisted on the issue of a stress mining town, we have done that thing. Also on the old age infrastructure, a letter has been written. That's why today I was having a meeting with the people of the president, led sent by Mr. Dr. Sputla Ramukhupa.
Yes, Ramukhupa.
Yes. Those people were here. We established a team, including the province, and then the municipality. Now they are going to go and do what, according to the meeting, they're saying, what is the priority of the issue that should be done? One of the issues that I put it up front is the issue of infrastructure. When I'm talking infrastructure, I'm referring everything that is dealing with the roads, we're dealing with the stormwater. Then they come up with a program called the restructuring of infrastructure. Yeah, that was the topic that we're discussing today. So I put those issues, and then housing is the third one on those issues that must be treated. The fourth one is economic development, because we can do all those issues. But if you don't come up with a project that is going to boost the economy of Machabeng, those projects are going to become empty or not useful for the community. That's why Mayor Ngangelizwe, on the IGR meetings, was asking the mayors and say, give me a project that is dealing with economic development. That meeting, the decision of that meeting, that's why I put it to the meeting of today, and say, Machabeng, we want to focus on the young people, on the economy. We want our young people to be involved in the economy of South Africa through the poultry, through farming, through all those issues that we mentioned, Chair. Chair, one issue that I want to put it very clear that is that when raised by Ms. Sengyu is that reason, that is the when said, what are we doing about the people being discovered as doing wrong things? That was the reason that we wanted to fire the late MM that is why. Because when we discovered that a person was, for example, there was a disaster in Machabeng. When people remember when there's a disaster, at any time the mayor called the people to do things, quickly do this thing without following the process, will follow out after. But a person to dig a furrow cost us about 900,000. What is that? Even if we deviate. That was the reason that we say, this one, I cannot allow it. Remember, Chair, even if the deviation, we must convince us that we deviate on what? How can you say this thing is 2 million? What we are doing, we're deviating on what? So we can't just say, agree with her. You don't just accept it because the deviation. First of all, you must be able, in the level of the mayoral committee, analyze all the departments. What makes you to deviate, first of all, is what the FMM requires. Then once you give the reason, there was no other alternative before you can say, I'm opting for deviation, except where there is a disaster, like the issue of Bronville, people, they're having no electricity. Then you say, okay, MM, let's deviate. We're going to condone it in the council. So I'm trying to say, we don't just accept any deviation. Yes, there are some people that are going to manipulate the issue of deviation. Say, okay, there's a deviation thing, we're not going to assess it. then able to do things on their own. For instance, there are people that have been, as I'm speaking, I hope I'm talking to the parliament, this matter is still sub judice. Some people have forged the signature of the MM. Those people are going to face the mighty law of forgery, doing things wrongly. But some of the issues, I cannot raise all of issues here. But what I want to say, as a municipality with opposition party, people like Matengwane who are good, sometimes they are giving a headache sometimes because they're the one that makes you not to sleep at night.
Always order, you can't be saying that to my...
No, on a lighter note, chair, sorry, on a lighter. But it's good, my son, on a chair, on a serious note. Because if I'm going to have councillors... No, I'm remove that one chair, remove that one headache. But it's making me to sit on my knees, not to put my feet down. You see, I'm hit when...
Now you're crawling. Instead of being on your toes, you're on your knees. Yeah, exactly.
What I said.
He makes
English, you to sit on your knees. I'm on my toes, not my knees, on my toes, Mama. English. That's why Mr. Mgale said English is not my language. On my toes, Mama. Please pardon me. Thank you very much. So that short man makes me to sit, to always stand on my knees, on my toes, on my toes. On my toes, yes. And although this...
You make my day.
Ma'am, if Minister of Education was unable to pronounce COVID, who I am, I can... Remember the minister they said about COVID-19. So, Chair, on a lighter note, I think working very nice with the Whipper, I think the speaker, the chief whip, I didn't know that the speaker is here. Very good that Begistofile. I differ sometimes with him in many things, but it's very good. Then the chief whip is always whipping us every day, every night, when things are not going well, with that horrible voice, said, hey, mayor, come here. Then that's the chief whip. But in a lighter note, we're trying our best, we're not clever, but working together with your advice, members of parliament, always keep out and say, hey, mayor, we are not doing things correct. Then we'll be able to make things to happen. At least in these 16, 18 years in the municipality has given me a little bit of experience, but I'm still learning from you people in parliament. And then nice to see people that were together yesterday in that particular organization today down this. Mehlengiwe and Matengwane, if can come back home, I'll appreciate. Thank you very much. Before I'm called out of the meeting, thank you very much, Chair.
You are not adjourning any meeting, please, Majoro. There was a
response. I'm not adjourning meeting. I'm not adjourning any meeting.
Yes. I will ask HOD Duma to respond and then hand over to DDG Fosti. HOD Duma?
Yes, Chairperson.
Yes.
No, I was saying, Chairperson.
Yes, proceed.
I had hoped that the MM is an accounting officer. Will
clarify. Can you raise the volume of your gadget? Is your gadget that is so low? Adjust the volume on your gadget so that we can hear you properly.
Can you hear me?
It's low. That's better. Yes, okay. That's better.
Yes, Chair, I was saying, I had hoped that the MM would clarify some of the issues in relation to the Eskom conundrum and the land issues, because the mayor has correctly pointed out that these things happened at a time when he was still suspended. But just to put more flesh to it, at a time when this decision was taken by the municipal council, Eskom, because the municipal council at the time was owing Eskom the current account of 371 million.
Colleagues, can you hear the audio? It's only me.
Very low, Chair.
It's fading. Very low. Very low.
I'm trying to increase the volume. I don't know.
We know you are soft spoken, but your volume is just so low.
Can you hear me now, Chair?
That's better.
Okay, Chair. I was saying, I had hoped that, can I, maybe my volume is because I'm using the phone, it's affected by the camera. Will you allow me to switch off the camera?
If you think so.
I think it will improve. Yes, Chair. I was saying.
Let the air it improve.
Is it improving
now,
Chair?
That's better.
Yes. Chair, I was saying, look, the issue of the land to be used as collateral security against ESCOM current account. We were consulted by the management and the legal team that is representing the municipality, because at the time, ESCOM had said, we are attaching the bank account. And if they attach the bank account, it means the municipality will not have any access to the bank, the main bank account, in terms of providing services and also including paying for salaries and the third-party allowances that are normally paid with the salaries at the end of the month. And they said to us, the only way, this was actually before the High Court, the Northern Gauteng High Court, which Mpumalanga, a municipality, I think it's Swift Threat municipality, had actually filed, which the court then ruled in favor of the municipality that ESCOM will no longer be allowed to switch off electricity. And the soft target for them is to attach the bank account. And at the time, they indicated that they were going to attach the bank account if the municipality is not going to pay 371 million as a debt, or alternatively 50% of that, which 50% was in the region of 700 and something million. And on the other hand, Sidibe Water had also indicated that they were going to discontinue the supply of water or restrict the supply of water because of an outstanding debt. And that's where we came in as COCT and the provincial government to advance 10 million out of the rates and taxes to actually ensure that the water is not restricted. On the ESCOM account, the only solution that was presented by the legal team of the municipality, including the management, was that now that we have got the following farms, why can't we put them as collateral security, which was also a condition that ESCOM had actually put to say we can only uplift access to the bank account if we get a guarantee that this money, current account at the time, 371 million, will be paid. I'm not talking about the actual debt, which is also in dispute. And when municipality management said that to us, we then said, if that is the alternative, it's great, put that, but it must not be a blanket collateral. It must come up with a condition. The condition was that the municipality will continue to service the current account while the issues that are now in court will be finalized, but any other dispute that may come will be handled in terms of the Intergovernmental Relations Framework Act. And this was also an emphasis by Office of the Deputy President, including the Minister responsible for public enterprise. And at the time, because of the pressure of having to pay salaries and meeting other financial obligations, the municipality then took these farms and put them as collateral security in favor of the 371 million, not the 3 billion that the municipality is actually owing. And if you look at the asset value of all the farms, it's more than 5 billion. This is the matter that I wanted to clarify. We further advise the management and the legal team of the municipality that because this thing in a big way might have implications that you are disposing. Therefore, all procedures in terms of Section 14 of the MFMA must be complied with. It means now that you must go to council and request that council condone your actions and give reasons why you had to go that route. Over and above that, you've got to go and tell the public you're doing now the Section 78 of the MFMA. Public participation, impact of the system sector, including the MFMA, also around the disposal, you must engage in public participation. And this is not the actual disposal. Because disposal can only happen if the municipality does not comply with what we've agreed on at that level. And part of the agreement was that the municipality has already developed a turnaround strategy in terms of revenue collection and many other areas that the AG has actually created. And we're convinced that if these things are implemented and council is involved in terms of coordination and there's public participation process, then the assets of the municipality will not be disposed of, but at least there will be a guarantee to pay and service the current debt. While the matters that are part of the dispute in the court of law, as the accounting officer has indicated, will then be resolved by the court itself. This is built by the first, the strategy behind how these issues were going to be dealt with was a very good strategy. The municipality, I thought also the MM will reflect on the fact that we advised when it was brought to attention that the previous MM had concluded deviations to the value of 240 million. It's us as COCTA who said, in that environment, you would need to appoint a company that will do a verification. Because now relying on the officials of municipality, some of them may have been part of that decision to approve actually the those deviations. So therefore, the work that is to be assessed, they will not give an honest and objective opinion. So get a company. We even have a company that is assisting us in other municipalities. You can take it through Regulation 32. But we don't encourage the Regulation 32. Rather deviate, appoint this company, and ensure that it does the verification. You know, from 240 million, the amounts that were verified, confirmed as value for money, it's far less than 20 million. I think CFO, if he's there, he can confirm. That's how far we've gone as the department to try and assist the municipality in terms of dealing with what could have been future financial implications and litigations for them. So if the municipality or the management has not gone to council to seek condonation, the cultural security, we can't be blamed. But the report we got was that council has been approached, and then we're waiting for council to actually pronounce once they have got all the details. So that's how far we have actually gone in relation to this particular matter. Thanks, Chair. I don't want to waste much of your time.
Thank you, HOD Duma. Fosi?
Thank you, Chair, Honorable Chairperson. I think the HOD has already provided more details on the issue of Eskom and the land. We can sort of engage further with the province and the municipality to understand, and because there is a committee that is chaired by the Deputy President, and the Eskom is part of that, including SALGA. We can look at how those issues can also be processed there if there's a need. Yeah, there were specific questions that were raised that I needed to respond to. Firstly, the issue of the program on the distressed mining towns. This is a program that was introduced in the fifth administration, coordinated by DPME. And I don't want to say it was discontinued, Chair, but we can make a commitment to engage with DPME in terms of in the priorities now of the sixth administration, if there's any sort of work to take forward the commitments that were made in the fifth administration. I know the Honorable Member Dragoa is correct. I know there were commitments that were made, for example, by Human Settlement, where they ring-fenced funding for some of the Human Settlement sort of projects. So to follow up with the DPME to just understand in terms of what is the closed report, what happens to those commitments that were made in that previous program. So we'll follow up on that one. The second one, Chair, it's just to share also with the committee that the issue of aging infrastructure and particularly strategic infrastructure that is not maintained, your water and waste treatment plants, is a matter that we are also engaging with the National Treasury and the DWS to look at how do we repurpose some of the existing grants so that the fund, there can be allocated sort of funding that takes care of these strategic infrastructure. Because it is a challenge in many municipalities, the issue of water, sewer spillage, the pollution in the rivers and so on, and the quality, affecting also the quality of water that is accessed by residents. So we are looking at ways of how we improve overall asset management, funding for asset management, because it is a challenge for many municipalities. The last point there is maybe to just provide clarity on the process of the DDM. So Cabinet approved the approach in August 2019, and from August up until December, it was the launches in the pilot site. And those launches, we established this during mid-year when already commitments were made by department. So the first phase, we focus on developing profiles of all municipalities, but we also looked at how much national and provincial government are actually spending in those pilot sites. So we had a sense, and these are some of the lessons that have emerged from that exercise. In June 2020, that's when the president appointed the champions, who will then also play this role of coordinating or overseeing the implementation of the COVID response plans, also including being part of the district command councils and engaging with the municipalities around that. So all of this work, the support that will be expressed in terms of commitments of budgets and programs of national and provincial departments will be expressed in the one plan that is proposed. And what we have done as a department, we have developed implementation tools which clarifies, for example, a relationship of an IDP to the one plan. What is the one plan? How do we develop the one plan? So, and then we've issued circulars and these guidelines to municipalities, to provinces, to guide them on these processes that need to unfold. We have engaged with provinces to take them through this process so that we prepare them as they roll out this. And we have support teams also from national that are working with the provinces to ensure that as we continue to work with the municipalities, the target for the these one plans, Chair, it's July of 2021. And that July, it's covering two aspects. Firstly, when national departments and provinces finalize their APPs, the principles of spatial mapping of their budgets and projects in the 52 places, we hope that we'll be able to incorporate that. But secondly, ensure then that there's discussions between the three spheres and the municipalities to finalize their IDPs. But by the time they adopt the IDPs and budgets in June, at least those interactions would have actually been concluded to an extent that by the time they finalize their budget, there's also clear indication of what commitments the other spheres will be committing to the specific municipalities. So that's the process that we are currently busy with and working with the provinces and the district. Yeah. And of course, from June, this is the sort of teething. We are experiencing teething challenges in certain areas. I mean, the issue around the champions, not all champions have visited, but there are quite a substantial number now of districts that have been touched or visited. And then we hope that with also the implementation tools that have been developed, they will assist in terms of clarifying the process. And we're not just engaging the district, Chair. We've had sessions with national departments.
Did the G4C?
Yes, Chairperson.
Did the G4C?
Yes, Chair.
The members are saying, why are you not visible?
Oh, sorry, Chair. Can you see me now, Chair?
Let's do take pajamas.
No, I'm not.
Let me check you.
I hope I'm visible, Chair.
Where are you? Can you see? Yes, that's the issue. This is members want to see.
No, thanks, Chair. Just in conclusion, Chair, to say that we're not just engaging with the districts only. We have set up a structure of national departments to ensure that also the principle of spatial mapping is incorporated in their own planning processes so that they can account for the projects and the budgets that they're implementing in the 52 spaces. And the idea is that to ensure that when we conclude on the one plans, they reflect clear sort of commitments and investments from these other spheres. Those would be the two questions, Chair, that we're relating to us. And then the land issue, I think the HOD, as I've indicated, already covered. Thanks.
The colleagues are saying you must talk to the issue of the farms to say, how are you then fostering this IGR? Because it has become a trend that Eskom is like it's being run like a private company. It's no longer a state-owned that has to comply with the provision of the IGR Act. So what has been your role as a department to make sure that, because the trend, because what worries us is the same money that the municipality used to defend this matter in court, the money that was supposed to be delivering water to the communities, the money that was supposed to be creating employment to communities, and money is lost in paying lawyers, huge amounts of money, including senior counsels, whereas there is an act that prescribes what needs to happen whenever there are disputes between government and state-owned entities.
Yeah, no, Chair, you are correct. You're correct.
What has been?
In fact, on this issue, HOD Duma can also attest to this. We have engaged Eskom on numerous occasions when they are interacting with municipalities. I remember the issue of Maluti Pofung. And we also engaged with the Minister of Public Enterprise, where we agreed that Eskom will need to exhaust, firstly, the IGR dispute resolution mechanisms before they can even approach the court. But Eskom, Chair, continues to do this, which is why I was raising the issue of the committee that is chaired by the Deputy President, that all these matters now are actually processed at that level. And it's a matter that I think as a principle needs to be raised at that level so that whatever interventions are agreed to in terms of how we support or municipalities come up with payment sort of agreements, but also look at different interventions that are agreed to at that level. Eskom is part of the government processes. They can, outside of this framework, approach the court, because we are in discussions, we are talking, and it's unacceptable that whilst then we're talking, this SOE sort of approaches the court to deal with the same government issues. So we are in discussions, Chair, and we'll continue to do that, but I think the challenges and the pressures that Eskom are also facing, they tend to think, unilaterally without sort of considering overall the interest of the state in terms of how they resolve some of these issues. Thank you.
You are responsible for the implementation of that as Cox management. That's one of your statutes. Whenever you put your strike plans, you put it there to say this is our enabling legislation. We are going to call you in the next term with all those municipalities that are affected by this conduct of council of ESCOM. And we would like you to give us a perspective. How have you intervened? Because to say that you are intervening without specific timelines, because also on the other side, the mayor didn't answer me what happens to those farms if now they are ceded as collateral. So those are some of the issues that we need to deal with. The other issue that a colleague strongly needs to be addressed as well on your side, a DG, to say all the time, because I understand you've got champions as well as the national co-opter in all these provinces. But at times, by the look of things, it's like there are times where yourself you rely on news reports for information on municipalities. Because at some point the other time which we asked, can we get the list of those officials? Maybe we need to come and understand because they are deployed. I think you are deployed also at senior level. The other time you did this, I know Dr. Naidu was deployed somewhere up to chief directors. So that as and when things are happening there, you are able to arrest them and then share with us. Because that, I'll link it that the same with this issue of the deployment of champions. But you said you share with us the terms of reference. And I should think now you know what to prepare when you come to brief us on the next round of the district development model. Because you can also see, even those that are not piloted, the president has deployed political champions in the forms of deputy ministers, ministers, the same thing premiers have deployed MECs. And the way you hear Councillor Spielman raising issues here to say, I don't know, I've never seen, maybe at the district level, but they are not there to service the district because the district doesn't have constituency. I want to say that. Constituencies are at what levels where they are local municipalities. So these are some of the issues that we need to seriously deal with DDG4C. You want to respond or you will deal with it at a later stage?
Just to say, Chair, thanks for the question. I think you're correct. We have organized ourselves internally into teams to just ensure that the work that is done at the level, we work with provincial contractors, but we are closer to municipalities. So my colleagues for the Free State, I've got two colleagues who are part of the team. They are part of this meeting. And in other provinces, you know some of the, you've worked with them, Chair, some of our provincial coordinators, people like Mpom Khal and so on. In all the provinces, we have provincial coordinators from national. But of course, those provincial coordinators, they're the ones who work with the political champions when they visit these districts. In fact, the information on the work that the champions are doing, we actually get it from these teams.
That's why I'm saying at some point those colleagues that you have deployed, they will expect them to then report to us how far have they then worked with these political champions. I think we're interested on that, those matters. Did I interject you or you wanted to finish something? Finish up so no. That we go to the next municipality.
No, it was just to say, Chair, we note the point that we will still need to come and do a detailed sort of brief to the committee on the rollout of the DDM. We'll prepare all the issues that were raised even in the previous session.
Okay, thank you so much. We must move to the next municipality.
Chairperson.
Your hand is up. Also, Director and HOD Duma, your hand is up. And also, Director and Mkalipi, I think they want to follow up. Stop your choir now. Stop your choir. I've noted all of you. But I want to remind you, we still need to do Tukuluko, Nala, Felopili, and the district itself, Lichele Puta. Now I don't mind to go here, to leave at AM. I don't know, but tomorrow you still need to be productive. We've got KZN. Be mindful of that, whatever you do. We've only dealt with two. We still have how many? It's 1, 2, 3, 4 to go. Yes. HOD Duma?
Yes, Chair, I was just a second. That the reason why we requested the municipalities to actually deviate on the assessment was informed by the fact that you will not advertise if you want to catch criminals. Because had we gone on an advert, I think those who are implicated could have actually closed their tracks. And that is the reason why we've gone that route. The second issue is to confirm what GDD Fosi has indicated by saying, Lijoli Putwa. And I want to put this on record, is the first municipality as a district municipality that has actually come up with a one district plan. So that's what I wanted to say, Chairperson. Thanks.
Okay. Honorable Mkalipi.
Thank you very much, Chair. I'm still not satisfied in terms of this issue of 139 farms. Chair, the reason is because it is in the presentation of the COC, the National Department, whom we rely on as this portfolio committee. Because it's here in black and white, Chairperson, it says that the municipality surrendered 139 of its farm valued at 2.5 billion to Eskom, a security on the debt owed to Eskom. It further said that the title deeds of the farms will be endorsed in favor of Eskom until the dispute between Eskom and municipality is resolved. We note what the HOD explained in terms of this one. But my problem, Chairperson, is that it is here presented by the COC, our national COCTA, who come with this information. So now it's not going to help us as this committee is doing the oversight if you are going just to be wishy-washy about this issue, because it's a very serious issue. And we also want to know exactly what is the status quo in terms of these 139 farms that is reported here. So that's why we gave the opportunity, the HOD, who's a provincial COCTA, but the national COCTA must also answer in full to why did they present to us this issue here, while now we are giving another explanation from the mayor and to the HOD. That's where I come from, Chairperson. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Mkalipi. Can I allow Honorable Direko?
Thank you, Chair. Mine is also in line with the Honorable Mkalipi. You know, we've been experiencing a situation whereby when you look at the DCOC presentation, it's not the same as the situations in the municipality. And on this matter, I also support what Honorable Mkalipi is asking. Can we please, Chair, get a clarity from DCOC as to did they engage the municipality to understand the state of this agreement that was done between the municipality and Eskom? Or DCOC just wrote that thing because it was all over the media, so they decided to put that thing on their report. So that's what I need to check. It was their engagement between them and the municipality, or it's something that they heard from somebody else? Thank you, Chair.
Okay, there you go, DDG 4C. You can ask the team to assist you, those that were deployed there in the province. Are they here? Who are they?
so that we know. Because yes. You can't be all over on the split DVC. Yes, who are they?
Yeah, no, we've got two colleagues, Malirata Bacheli and Sylvia Heldenblom. And we also have the MISA deployee who's coordinating the engineers that are deployed in these municipalities, Simon. Maybe they can come in, Chair.
Okay.
Chairperson?
Yay.
Good evening, Chairperson, honorable members. Just from my name is Sylvia Helderblom.
Sylvia who?
Sylvia Helderblom.
Okay, Sylvia Helderblom.
Thank you.
Proceed.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, I just wanted to indicate that we have not engaged the province on the issue of the Eskom farms, but we were informed about it when we spoke to some of the officials, but we did not engage extensively with the province on the specific issue of the Eskom farms, Chairperson. Thank you.
Okay, it's fair enough, honestly. Né? You're probing a follow-up question again. Who wants us to respond before I allow the two members to come back for you? They have not yet engaged. This thing has been in the public space for quite some time now. We've read it in newspapers, as we've said, colleagues. Follow up the record and the Mkalipi in that order. So you are doing desktop, I must say that, colleagues. I don't know.
Chair, this respond gives us the something that we've been looking for all along. We've always raised an issue about the challenges that we have in the municipality and a concern about the support that both the provincial and the national need to give to the municipality, to a point where we'll even ask to say, what is the role of the national department in assisting the municipality? So the challenges that you are having in the municipality is because those who are at national, they are not doing what they are supposed to do. They just come with ESAs to us. Hence, we'll have these challenges. And the worst part of it is that when they present these things that they don't even know about, they are so confident. Their confidence is beyond the sky, knowing exactly yes. that they have not verified whatever that they are presenting. So this is wrong, Chair. The national department is not playing its own role in assisting the municipality and is compromising us. Every time we blame the municipalities, we blame other stakeholders such as your Salga and what, whereas there is an elephant in the room. And this elephant is always with us. But, Chair, okay, it's fine. Let me just leave it there. Thank you, Chair.
I know your emotions are becoming higher now. Hold it on there. Honorable Mukalipi.
Yeah, Chairperson, this is, I don't know what to call this thing. I don't know, really, Chairperson. I don't know if you are taking for a ride or they know that members of parliament, they don't read the presentations. Unfortunately, in this committee, we do read presentations. It can be, Chairperson, that the national department will come and present to us here the information that is very critical. And then when we need more details on this presentation, it's not us who are saying that we get this information from our grant forces. It's them who came with this presentation to the portfolio committee. And it's very critical, Chairperson, because it talks direct to what people are suffering. And now they can't explain to us their presentation, Chairperson. It's either the national department must withdraw this or come with a full explanation, because we're still interested on what is the truth. It can't be that the co-opter from province and the national department can't speak in one voice. It's true what Honorable Direko is saying. We're in a crisis here of
trying to fix the country in terms of the municipalities who are dysfunctional. And we have departments who does not have same information just here on one day. Just on one day, Chairperson. So we really need to know what is happening. Are they withdrawing this false information, or are they relying on what is reported by the media? Or what is happening is a desktop research on the department? It can be. That one we must refuse, Chairperson, if you want to ensure that our municipalities are going back to the normalities of functioning. So we still need to get a clarification. Maybe the DG must come of the department and explain this. And I must also say this, Chairperson, without fear or favor, to say that I'm very disappointed on the DDG Fosi. We know very much
you
how...
You are breaking. We are missing the critical last part of your input.
Okay, maybe it's these things of network, Chairperson. Do you hear me now? Chair?
Alex, can you hear?
Yes, we can hear.
Is it only me who can hear, Honorable Mkalipi?
Oh, it's you, because you eat Ubundus. But colleagues, they can hear me. Let me just
you can hear.
Yes, it's just that I think we are getting you're getting a late effect.
No, you see, you are audible yourself. There were times when Mkalipi was in.
Yeah, it's
proceed.
It's late effect.
I know we still have four. I know we still have four municipalities. I cannot have a late effect now. You know we still have four more to go. And we'll do justice like what we've done on the two.
Okay, my Chairperson, my proposal... No. Chairperson, my proposal was to say that we must come and explain this thing. We can't just... A wish this thing to go away. It was presented as to us here. So if DDG Fosi can explain his presentation, so the senior person who's the DG of the department must come and tell us what is this. Or are we taken as children here? People who does not read what is presented to them. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. It's fine. I think I'd already proposed a way forward on this matter. But also what you are raising, did DG Fosi can better deal with that? I know I asked him for the colleagues who are deployed to share responsibility with him. DDG, can you comment on these matters now as a DG's representative now on these matters? But like we said, we have agreed on the way forward. You need to come and brief us on all these meetings. Like that honest response by the deployee in the province that we have never engaged with a firm on this matter. But at the end of the day, there's the assets of the municipality, whereas there is IGR framework, the laws of this country that has to be complied with. Respond DG and the rest will take it further. It's a matter that we're going to take it further. Yes. Okay. DDG Fosi?
Yeah, no, thanks, Chair. I think we note the concerns that have been raised by teams, and we take those issues very seriously, Chair. And then the presentation, I think the issues that are raised in the presentation, we'll have to ensure that when we present and come before this committee, these matters are verified, the province, but also they reflect a true state of performance in the municipality itself. The issues, I think, the way it's covered, Chair, my reading, but maybe let me leave it at that, Chair, that it's information that was received. Maybe they should have verified, I agree, but we take the point very seriously, and we will ensure that for future meetings, we're able to verify before presentations are made to the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. Can Honorable Mkalipi and Honorable Director lower your hands so that we start on the next municipality? Lower your hands, colleagues.
Mkalipi Lawyer. Oh, thank you. We are now on Tukuluho. Tukuluho. Can I see a show of hands of colleagues who want to deal with Tukuluho? Oh, no, you have dealt with that. It's just then for them to respond. Honorable Kava dealt with extensively on this matter. There was a question by Honorable Kleza as well. Honorable Shaw raised the question on Tukuluho. Can I allow the mayor and the team, and for the purpose of the record, just introduce yourself, mayor, again, and the delegation that you are having here.
No, thanks very much, Chairperson. My name is Boitumelo Slate, Speaker Mayor Tukuluho. The delegation that I'm with here, we have...
Is your video on? Is your video on, Mayor? Your video is not on.
On now.
Yes, there you go. Proceed.
Yeah, no, thanks very much, Chairperson. My name is Boitumelo Seake, Speaker Mayor Tukuluho Local Municipality. The team that I'm with here, I'm having the chairperson of the MPEC, MMC for Finance.
Is Tukuluho a plenary municipality?
Definitely, it is a plenary, chairperson.
Major?
Yes, it is a plenary.
Proceed.
Yes, and then we have the municipal manager, and also the technical director and director of corporate services. Chairperson, let me start with the issue of our recovery plan, as Tukuluho financial recovery plan. Yes, as a municipality, we did develop a sort of recovery plan. And then with regard to the resistance of the support that we have been given by MISA, we have never resisted any assistance from MISA because that particular assistance was sought by us as a municipality in order to be assisted as Tukuluho local municipality. And then with regard to the municipal manager and the technical director, we able to resolve their issue amicably. One of the issues was around the communication, a breakdown between the two offices that was not there. So we able to really resolve that particular matter, and so that the communication can be very strong between those two offices. Now, with regard to the spending of the grants that we are having as a municipality, one, we did spend on the WASC. And then subsequent to that, to the RBIC, we also spent. And then INEP, we don't have any grant in this financial year. So also in EPWP, we did spend on that particular grant. The MLG, yes, we did face some challenges with regard to spending our MIG. And then in 2020, we did advertise as a municipality, we go out on tender around February. But because of the COVID around where the committee needs to sit and finalize, it was then very difficult for the municipality to continue with other projects that we need to appoint to. So one of the issues was that our signal in our municipality is very, very poor. As we speak now, we are in Bloemfontein in the office of SALGA, where we are able so that we should not have any problem of our network as we communicate with the portfolio committee. And subsequent to that, because of the restrictions of COVID-19. It was very difficult to convene the meeting to set down the bid committees and to adjudicate on some other issues. So the only project that we did appoint on, it was the issue of your water network, because as a priority, then we have to ensure that we appoint so that that particular project can run. So we did spend around that. But the problem in terms of the reporting, that's why when you look at the reporting, it's a challenge, because the network in our head office is a very serious challenge. Now, the system of the MIS does not capture very well, whereby the office of the minister actually went to come and try to assist, and also they saw that, indeed, that there is a problem. But we requested that our managers, during the capture of project and reporting, they must either leave, either go to Bloemfontein and ensure that they capture well, and then they report to MISA in time, so that our issues can be updated in terms of reporting. And then we did re-advertise, Chairperson, again, so that we must be able to spend on the MIG. And then where I didn't cover, well, maybe allow the municipal manager maybe to cover where I didn't cover. Thank you. Through you, Chairperson.
Yes, introduce yourself and then proceed.
Good evening, Chairperson, honorable members of the Phuthulo Committee, all protocol observed. Chairperson, indeed there were some challenges between myself and the technical director. And I did communicate the issue with the leadership of the municipality. But after the mayor intervened later, it was found that there were a number of cases, personal cases, that were happening to the technical director, breaking in at his house continuously, where the laptops were stolen, I think on two or three occasions, and also some people impersonating as the hawks coming to his place. But Chair, I also had some hard talk with the technical department because of the lack of communication, which was not only from the municipality, but also from some other stakeholders. But Chair, after the clarification, I had to put myself and try to understand and say, okay, maybe it's an issue of not handling stress differently. Chair, I want to address the issue, Chairperson, of the non-expenditure. Honorable Mayor has alluded to initially. What transpired, Honorable Chairperson, is that indeed we did advertise. Apart from the issue of COVID, what then transpired, we found that some of or majority of the service providers were not responsive in terms of that they bidded higher than what is budgeted for. So because of our history in terms of UIF, and then there was some that engagement and back and forth between myself and the technical director, because he wanted me to appoint, and I said, but we can't do it. But that is that. On the other issue of advertisement, we have advertised, and we had some challenges, which we discovered very later, with regard to MISA. But here we are not blaming MISA or the department. It was a challenge from our side because we discovered that some of the information that was loaded previously did have impact, specifically because after the changing of VAT from 14% to 15%, it had an impact on our reporting. So every time we were trying to upload on the system, we're experiencing some challenges. I want to also add up on the issue which was earlier said by the Honorable Mayor, that the issue of MISA, we did not at any stage rejected or have rejected the assistance. For the record, it's me who's even said to the province, can we have the assistance? Because we have also identified that there were some other issue of capacity in the technical department, and which at the level of management, it was reason that we should also identify someone who can assist in the department. And as such, we have appointed another person with capacity who's assisting the department. Chairperson, there is also an issue of financial misconduct, whether it is there. Chair, it is very, for now, difficult. I will explain why I'm saying that. Chairperson, if you look at our audit opinion, it has been disclaimer, and because of assets. Excuse me. Chairperson, what transpired is that we received an audit outcome of this, the disclaimer because of assets. And around 2018-2019, documents got missed. And I reported the issue to both Treasury, AG, and COGTA. And subsequent to that, the case was, I opened the case, which the local police station said they've transferred it to the provincial in Bloemfontein. But in trying to address, Chairperson, the issue of the assets, because in the main, our challenge in particular is based on assets. So in the main, what we have done, we then said, engaged AG and said, AG, we're going to submit an asset register which is having work in progress, which is incomplete, because some of the projects they appear to be incomplete. So can we then be given chance to start listing afresh in terms of appointing a person who's going to do an evaluation of all the missing of all the assets, and so that could be well be addressed. And the provincial COGTA assisted us with the finances to do that particular exercise. On the submission of the EFS, because we were doing back to back for 18-19 and 19-20. So what transpired is that we then requested AG to give us an extension so that we address the issue of the asset register and the evaluation of all the assets, particularly on the side of the project. Sorry, can I just drink water? Thank you. So, Chairperson, so we'll be submitting our AFSs by the end of this month, and we are also having a functional audit committee. We are also having a functional risk committee, and Chairperson, there is an issue which has been raised earlier, the issue of assurance that the leadership of the municipality, but this particular management, could not provide assurance. Chair, I have been a single manager with the acting directors. So I was trying my level best, and I think maybe that's one of the issues that has led there. If I may pause, Chairperson, I throw you, Chairperson. If you allow me, I can just allow to give colleagues, both CFO and technical director, to make some inputs if the Chairperson so allows. Thank you. Chair?
CFO?
Chairperson?
CFO?
Okay.
Who's calling the Chairperson?
It's Mutale, the MM. It's me. I was just saying to...
Yes, I've said thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, I said thank you, MM. Let's allow the CFO to proceed to respond, to add on what you said the CFO must respond on. Thank you, MM.
Thank you, Chair. I don't want to repeat on what the MMS has said. What I wanted to just add on is there was a support that the municipality also received from National Treasury, which was stopped in December while we were busy with the finalization of the financial statement. And I can also add that on Friday, the audit committee will be sitting with the financial statement. We'll be discussing the financial statements that are still outstanding for the 1920. And that there is also an action plan that was developed by the municipality. I think as per the presentation that was submitted by the municipality, I can confirm that we do have an action plan. And then on, I think the other issue that was raised was regarding the internal controls. I think the municipality has appointed an SPM to assist on the UIF for issues of UIF in terms of controls. And also there's an internal audit who was on leave, but she's back now, who can add on the team in terms of assisting the municipality to improve on the operations of the municipality. And thank you, Chair.
Okay. Thank you so much, CFO. Can we then allow colleagues if they are follow-up issues? Maybe let me start. With regard to Tukulo, my question is directed to SALGA, National and Provincial Coctor, including Provincial Treasury. The question has already been responded with regard to the issue of acronymous relationship between the technical director and the NM, which has contributed to the MIG expenditure standing at 0% as at December 2020. And what intervention have you done? Because the issue here is about the standing of the MIG expenditure, which as at 20 December, it was at zero. Can SALGA share with us what has been your intervention in this regard? National and provincial COCTAS, what has been your intervention in this regard? Because you see, when two elephants are fighting, it's the grass that suffers. And in this case, this money is meant for infrastructure that will benefit our communities, which are so deserving, the most rural ones, because where I'm seated, I'll also ask the MM to tell me which project were they targeted for, and then which project in this regard. So this is the matter that I would love to say, I'll need to get that spreadsheet to say if it was at 0%, which communities, which ones has suffered this because of these two elephants in the room fighting.
And then, colleagues, is there anyone who also want to make follow-ups? Colleagues? Then Mkalipi, the only hand that I'm seeing. You can, the floor is yours, Mkalipi.
Me too, the chairperson.
Oh. Yes, but your hand is not up on the platform, Matlo.
I'm trying to raise this.
Okay, I've noted you as well.
Yeah.
Mkalipi?
Just one question for the mayor. There are allegations that suggest that in this facility, the service is happening in Ward 1 in Dallasville, which way the mayor comes from. Is it true? If it's true, why are you doing it, mayor? Is not that a nepotism? Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Mkalipi. Honorable So.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Chairperson. My question, I directed it to the mayor that there is a worrying factor that the AG report claims services in the municipality were levied at the incorrect tariffs and unexplained different unmetered consumption was noted. Then what is your intact or maybe clarify us on this issue? Because really we are staying in the township and this is affect many of the people. You will find out that people were supposed to go to work, but due to this incorrect tariffs, people are always, and then as the municipality trying to ask, what is it that is happening? So can we get the clarity on that issue? I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable So. Can we hand over to the municipality to respond first? Then I'll ask.
You have reached mailbox on.
Who's calling the chair? Honorable Cesar, proceed. Proceed, Honorable Cesar.
The concern here is that the municipality had obtained a claim. And the HE is saying some of the root causes are no response by leadership, vacancies in key positions, and lack of competencies. Weak control environment, which lead to control deficiencies, inadequate consequences for poor performance and transgression. What has the mayor done to improve these that the AG has mentioned here? And what are the time frames in this regard? Not only the key messages of the AG says that except for the municipal manager, Tukulogo did not have any permanently appointed senior managers at the year end, which contributed to poor audit outcomes. I would like to know how is it that the municipality, the mayor, and the officials are going to put their heads together around this so that they can improve the situation there. And that the municipality is the second highest contributor in terms of irregular expenditure in the province. What systems and mechanisms will be put in place to arrive at a sound, viable municipality level, Chair? Thank you very much.
I just want to double check to make sure that I didn't omit anyone. Yes, that's the order. I know Mom Kize is having load shedding challenges. Can we respond? As I've said earlier, let's allow the municipality to respond. Then Salga, Provincial Coopter and Treasurer, I think HOD Duma will respond on behalf of the, and then National, I know you allocate these things. They need funding. On that order, Mayor?
No, it's... So, Jefferson, is a MM. Chair, let me...
I can see you.
Okay, thank you. Let me acknowledge the fact that there had been some interventions from both Provincial Coopter and National Coopter. And Chairperson, the issue of not the balance reflecting as zero, we have spent it. Like I said, that we even had the assistance from the Provincial Coopter in terms of the challenges that we experienced with regard to MISA when we were uploading. And Chairperson, there are two projects which were running. It was a water network in Dalesville, and the other one also in Dalesville. That is that of road of 1.5 kilometer. So, Chairperson, it was a matter, whilst I acknowledge, Chairperson, that our expenditure was very low, I accept, Chairperson, that we did not perform up to the expected levels. But, Chair, there had been some challenges which I've earlier alluded to. Or the other issue of the positions coming from the Honorable Kezana, if I'm correct, sorry if I'm pronouncing the same incorrectly. The three positions of Director Technical, Director Corporate, and Chief Financial Officer were filled in last year, effectively last year, July. So, we are now operating at a fully fledged management team. I will leave it there, Chairperson, if you allow me, and to leave for colleagues to come in. Oh, sorry, Chairperson. There was a question which was raised earlier. I can't remember the honourable member around the issue of MIG, RBIC, WSIG, and INEP. Whether we are using the money appropriately for what is meant for. The answer is yes, Chairperson. We have never used our allocation for salaries. But Chairperson, I must indicate to the honorable members that we had some challenges with regard to litigations around the RBIC. RBIC we have settled them out of court, we have thus far spent around 48 million rand. But the other challenge, Chairperson, is the issue of COVID with regard to the issue of the delivery of materials, which they are getting from overseas, from China in particular. But Chair, one of the reasons, maybe if I may put myself on the spotlight, which I refused to appoint, was that I could not want to continue or to do something that would bite me back. And if you appoint and then later on there will be budget maintenance that will be required and so forth. So I said, we cannot appoint. And so I said, Tinker Director and the Mayor, no, this is a high risk for us because we are not even sure where we'll get the money from. So that's how far I can go now.
You couldn't appoint for what, MM?
I'm saying honorable.
You couldn't appoint what?
Chairperson.
You couldn't appoint what?
I'm hearing you. You couldn't appoint what?
Contractors.
For what?
For MIG, on MIG.
So because you didn't want to put yourself in trouble.
Yes, because...
You're not telling us something here. Because here it said you couldn't spend. By December, it was zero expenditure. So you want to tell us the mere fact that there was no appointment, there's no spending, because you didn't want to put yourself in trouble. What is that supposed to mean? In all fairness, can you be fair? Unless there's something that you're not telling us.
Jefferson,
because my understanding, this done through a competitive bidding. I don't know what you're saying.
Jefferson, Chairperson, if you allow me. Chair, I'm saying there was an advert that came out around February 2020 during COVID. And there was a second advert that came around August 2020. So if I'm talking about not appointing, I am referring to the previous one of February, not that one of August. For this one of August, we have appointed some contractors.
The one of February, why didn't you appoint? Because you issued the advert at the expense of council, poor people, a bidet, using their monies. The value for money is not only on the side of the municipality, because you are raising the issues. Because the concern here, there was zero expenditure in December 2020.
Chairperson,
the consequence of non-spending, what happens to the money? You know it very well as an accounting officer. So can you give us something that will understand what is going on? Proceed.
Chairperson, let me explain further. I said that because of the contractors being non-responsive because of the budget, we didn't want to commit ourselves to appoint, let me just make an example. If the budget is, say, 5 million rand, and a contractor has tendered for 10 million rand, so we didn't want to take a risk on that when we're not sure where we are going to get the other 5 million rand. But if you allow me, can I give to the technical director to explain further, Chairperson?
Okay. But the accounting officer who must take responsibility for this. Proceed.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. My name is Mphosi Hlou. I'm the technical director at Tokolo. I think what the MM is trying to explain is there were a number of reasons. The first reason was due to COVID, we couldn't see bid committees. That's what the mayor explained. The second reason is we have an allocation of 16 million, and the council had anticipated to do two or three projects out of that money. But some of the responsive bidders were actually more in terms of what they bidded for. And looking at the budget, would have had to compromise other projects. So in order for him not to compromise other projects, because our only option then of non-sitting due to COVID was to extend the validity period of the bid. Then he opted to do a re-advert because there were bidders that were low. Their challenge is they did not meet certain requirements in terms of documentation that is required, your tax clearances and other matters, but not necessarily that they are not capable of doing the work. That's what he was trying to explain. Thank you very much, President.
Mayor?
Yeah, no, thanks very much again, Chairperson.
Let me start with the issue of the rates. I think that when coming to water, we are using a flat rate, particularly in our township.
because we don't have meters around our townships. And then in town, it's where we are using your meters. And then with regard to the electricity, I think that Eskom in two towns, it's them who are distributing electricity. And then only in towns where we are rendering services of electricity in our towns. And then with regard to the issue of the project in one place, in one town where I'm residing as of one, I think that I should put it clear that there is no such. We try our level best that projects are being prioritized throughout Tokolo as far as needs are concerned to these areas. For instance, also if there is a bulk water that is running currently in Boshoff. And then in Herzogville, there is the project of elevating of tanks of water to assist the water system on that side. So there is no such. So those are the issues around one project. Many projects are going to one town. So as the technical director said, it's only 16 million. And then around that 16 million, we have to share it around three towns, of which is too little, but we are trying our level best to address the backlog that we are having as a municipality through the financial years. And then the issue of the vacancies, yes, we did appoint as far as the issue of Section 56-7 managers. We did appoint them, hence they are here today. They are now full appointed since July 20. And then with the issue of the high irregular expenditure, I think that as the MS alluded to say that the main factor is around the asset. Now it's where the problem comes in because it emanates from the projects that we are having. Hence that our irregular it's enough for that particular mitigation that we've made is to get a consultant in order to evaluate and then so that we can give the Auditor General a full report.
Mayor, before I allow the colleagues to follow up, I want to put it to you whether you are appreciative of the fact that 2016-17 you got the disclaimer, 2017-18 you got the disclaimer, 2018-19 you got this disclaimer. It means there's no movement, no progress. And these are state resources that we're dealing with. And then the concerns that the SG has raised in particular is with regard to disregard for compliance with national with legislation. And then it goes with mainly in your procurement and contract management. It deals with your asset management, expenditure management, including conditional grants. Because with conditional grants, though the mayor is saying, I didn't want to do 1, 2, 3. But the AG is on record saying that they couldn't get a sufficient appropriate audit evidence with regard to the issue of the municipal infrastructure grants, the regional park infrastructure, the water services infrastructure grants, as well as the INEP. A program grant. And then you are saying that you spent them for the intended purposes, but the AG is saying otherwise, something different. So I put it to you, you want to tell us what the AG is saying is not right. What it's saying is right. You are saying you spent it for the intended purposes, whereas you couldn't produce sufficient appropriate audit evidence to that effect. So I want you to come clean on this one. And then the issue of consequence management. Mayor, you need to share with us your history in this.
in this municipality. When were you appointed? If you started in 2016, 2017, it means you have overseen all these three consecutive disclaimers year after year coming. And then you also need to tell us for how long has been the municipal manager been there. Apart from the acronymous relationship that is there, I want you, Mayor, because you are Mayor and Speaker, what consequence management have you effected to that regard? Because we don't see it in your report. Because these other managers are coming here. This is a small, very small municipality that has now seated with an unauthorized expenditure that's there at 166 million. Also, a small municipality that's sitting with a fruitless and a wasteful expenditure of 6.8 million. And then a small municipality said with an irregular expenditure of 26.1 million. And then, so those are the issues that one want to raise to say. It's like, no, people will do as they wish. They will easily get away with murder. Because I don't see it anywhere. What steps have you taken to hold those officials that were responsible to book? I don't see it coming clearly here in this report of yours and how you have responded to the question. Because as Mam Kize raised the question earlier during the day, we wanted you to come clean to say, yes, this is the status quo and this is what we've done in terms of implementing consequence management. Because I'll put it to you also as well. You know, the MFMA imposed the responsibility for you to deal with financial misconduct. But it's like here is business as usual. We can do as we wish. After all, hell will break loose. Nobody will do anything. Maybe we need to be told. It's also the political component part of these things that are happening in this municipality. Hence, nobody, you're sitting with untouchables. Honorable Mkali.
No, Chair, I'm fine.
Okay. Let's respond to the issues at risk.
Can I come in, Chair, please, before they respond? Yes.
Okay, Tessa.
No, Chair, the crisis of municipalities is a crisis of the people on the ground. So it can't be that our questions here, we allow the mayor to refute them. I've asked simple questions pertaining to what the AG is saying. Rightfully, he points out that people have been appointed and they are here. But the AG says as well that the municipality in the form of Tugulu is a repeat offender. So meaning that whenever there is a disclaimer, there is no recovery plan in terms of, we can't point at improvement of the municipality in terms of their recovery after the AG has found there's no action that has been taken to improve the situation. Hence, I'm asking this question: what is it that has been done? Because the municipality, as the SG is putting it here, is at a crisis level, and what is it that the municipality is going to do to improve the irregular, the fact that they are second in the province in terms of irregular expenditure? Then what are they going to do to ensure that there is consequence management and also the improvement in terms of their status of irregular expenditure in the province? So I don't find comfort when a mayor just comes to say that was not done, that is done, and no details are provided. Please, because we have follow-up questions, Mayor, can you detail us on the questions that we have asked you? We were sober when we were...
Uh,
Thank you, Honorable Cesar. Can I first allow Esalga and then the province and the doctor? Also, there was a question on malpractices in the province that was raised earlier during the day at Podiduma. Because there was a question that was raised. I hope you kept it up. That was directed to the MEC. But the reason that you are here, because the AG uncovered a lot of financial misconduct allegations. And then Mama Kize wanted to know what have you done to that regard. And with regard to the other, this issue,